Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Burt Show.
All right, in this email here, she wants to know, should I knock or should I not knock in the office here? Because the office has a really strict no smoking policy. But her coworkers are out there. They're smoking. She can smell it on their clothes when they come in. So is she supposed to narc? Is she supposed to eat this? What is she supposed to do?
Hi, all. Love your show. And I value your opinions / input on how to deal with the workplace situation.
Clearly a new listener.
I know. That's never been to our Facebook page. A lot of companies out there are implementing return to the office requirements post-COVID. I work in a hospital administration office, and I have several coworkers who are smokers. Thankfully, we have a very strict no smoking policy. Therefore, no one actually smokes in the building. The problem is the workplace smells terribly of cigarette smoke throughout the entire day. Many companies and hospitals, including mine, also have strict no scent policies from things like smelly shampoos, deodorants, perfumes, etc., as they are irritants. Therefore, we are required to adhere to the policy. I completely understand that most smokers do not realize the scent that follows them throughout their daily lives. So, how does one approach the problem of the scent of cigarette smoke? I don't want to offend or hurt anyone's feelings, but it truly is a problem. Your advice is greatly appreciated. Thank you, Teresa.
As a non-smoker, I have had that thought also. Like, how is it possible that you can't smell the smoke that's on you? But I guess when you're smoking all the time,
you
just don't smell it anymore. Right? It's like weed smokers also. We can smell you. When you walk into that bar, I know you just got out of that choke wagon.
It's called nose blind. Like, when you have, like, because my husband used to sell windows, right? This is back in the day, and he would go in people's homes. Like, he was constantly going in people's homes, and he's like, some of the stenches he would smell, whether it's from pets or from whatever, and these people are just oblivious because you live in it. I mean, we got three dogs. I can guarantee you, if they haven't been groomed in a while, I come into the house, I don't smell anything. One of you all did, you'd probably smell the fact I got three dogs.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
For this, I feel like you have to go to whoever's in charge of laying down the law. Like, if I'm just some random employee and I'm upset about the fact that people smell like cigarette smoke, I mean, you got no power. What are you going to do about it? Confront them, and then you got some office enemy for the next however long you're at this job. I feel like you go to HR, you go to whoever your boss is, and just say, hey, we've got this policy. I know it's bothering me. I'm sure it's bothering everybody else. What can we do about it?
I mean, you can obviously say something, but I also don't know what would come of it. Like, what are they supposed to do? Because if they don't know they smell like it, they're not going to stop smoking. They can't really put perfume or other things on to mask the smell. What would the smokers actually do about it?
I mean, I know some people that have like a smoking jacket. So like, you'd wear a jacket specifically to go outside and smoke to cover your clothes so it doesn't stick to you as much. I know some people that use gloves. And if you're at a hospital, you have plenty of plastic gloves laying around. I don't know how comfortable that would be. And that's maybe asking a lot of somebody. But yeah, I was thinking the same line as you, which is why I started thinking smoking jacket. Like, you bring it to HR, like, and these people, that, I mean, this is a legitimate addiction and this is a part of their lives, and they're going to do it. I just don't know how you prevent it.
So does she have a problem with this because it's affecting her ability to work, or is she just a stickler for the rules and she don't stank, so she doesn't think anybody else in the office should stank?
I mean, I think she just doesn't like the smell.
Yeah, she said it just smells terribly. She just hates the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's one of those people that, and there's also people who are allergic to it. I'm one of those people that's allergic to cigarette smoke. So, I think that might be why.
I don't know if I ever told you, this is easy compared to what I had to do in Dallas. I got a job on, who turned out to be my mentor on like a best friend show. And within the first 3 weeks of working there, I had to go to HR. I swear to you guys, this is a real situation. The overnight girl at the radio station keep in mind, we're in an airtight studio. So if Mo comes in here smelling good, we can all smell Mo, man, because this is an airtight studio. So the overnight girl had a body odor problem that was mainly focused on the bottom half of her body.
Okay.
And you could smell it as soon as you walked into the studio. She used to crank the studio up. It would be like
as far as the heat in the studio?
Yes, like an incubator. And as soon as we walked in, the morning show walked in the morning, you could smell that part. So my dude says to me, well, I know you're new on the job, but I'm going to need you to go to HR and tell them exactly what we're having to deal with each and every morning that we come in. So I had to make that call, which is a whole hell of a lot harder than the smoking one.
How do you explain that to HR?
Yeah, well, they knew what we were talking about.
You didn't have to explain it.
I don't know if it was handled or not, or if it happened naturally, but the problem got taken care of.
You gotta go. Okay, HR.
Gotta say something.
I think you gotta go to HR on it.
The Burt Show.